Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of June 30th through July 6th. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B. So we're finally in Cancer season, you guys. I know I've been bitching about this forever, but I am so grateful we're here. I've been loving every single second of this since the summer solstice last Friday. Cancer season is kind of known for sentimentality and emotion due to that sensitive water element and the fact that the moon rules Cancer. So this coming Tuesday brings the new moon in Cancer, which is a fantastic time for manifesting and ritual work, especially if you're working with elements that are associated with the fourth house at all. So the fourth house is home, family, our roots, and this coming week is a great time to really allow ourselves to spend some time giving gratitude and connecting with what's working in those areas. And if there are some things that aren't working or haven't kind of come in yet, really giving time and energy to visualizing what you want to allow in. And this is a really powerful new moon. It's coming up on the 3rd, and I'm really excited about it. For me, I use the summer solstice and Cancer vibes to connect with my BFF, who also happens to be a Cancer. So I have such an affinity for Cancers and Cancer season for that reason. He flew to New York, and we had such a great time. We celebrated the summer solstice. We went to see Beetlejuice on Broadway, checked out the Barshlin Follies burlesque show at the McKittrick Hotel, which if you haven't seen, it's totally worth it. And we just had a great kind of, you know, weekend of catching up and reminiscing, and because we've known each other since I was 18, and he really is like my husband, my brother, my soul. So I even made us our own custom version of the Guess Who board game, where you know how you have to like ask questions to narrow the little characters on the flip cards, except instead of the cartoon mofos it comes with, I printed out little photos of our whole posse and people that we knew and loved from my Toronto days of when Nathan and I met. And that was some definite fun Cancer nostalgia vibes. Similarly, this past weekend, I am still in what I consider to be my hometown, Toronto, with the rest of my Canadian fam. So big shout out to all of you who came out for readings in Yorkville on Friday. But anyway, the big point of my like Canadian pride shout out is, you know, use this sentimental Cancer time to appreciate and spend time with your core peeps. It's been so great to, you know, celebrate how long we've known each other and how we've grown together. And Nathan and I were just laughing our asses off at the photos of our early 2000s Tanorexic selves and in the little custom Guess Who lineup that I made. So it's a great time to just connect and enjoy. Anyway, let's take a look at July's cards. So we're going to start, as we have been recently, with the Order of the Golden Dawn's card for Cancer, and that is the Chariot. So in the Smith Rider-Waite deck, this shows a prince or kind of like a knight figure in armor, and he's sitting in a chariot being pulled by two sphinxes, one that's white and one that's black. And I always took this as kind of our light and our shadow, and that both exist. You know, so many cards in the tarot, which, you know, is life, is just what we experience in a human existence, is integrating that lightness and darkness or light and shadow. So we see this like white Sphinx and Black Sphinx, which are kind of pulling the chariot ahead. But he doesn't hold the Prince Knight guy sitting in it isn't holding on to reins. He's just holding a wand up. And that seems to show that he's moving ahead with just sheer force of will and kind of strength of mind. This is also an interesting card for me because it's the only card in the deck that is about the vehicle. It's not the charioteer. It's not driver dude. It's the chariot versus the character in the card. So I think that's a really important element, is kind of it's the force. It's that vehicle that we're in motion versus, you know, us in that moment, just us alone. And astrologically, the chariot's associated with Cancer, as we said, because we're in Cancer season. And Cancer is a cardinal water sign who's ruled by the moon. And this is a time that we mentioned of really strong emotion, of intuition, but it can also cause us, because of that bringing up that flux of emotion, can cause us to be a bit guarded and protective. Think of those little Cancer crab shells and claws. Sometimes feeling overly emotional can really cause us to come out aggressively, you know, claws first. And so in the Badass Bitches Tarot, keeping that energy in mind, the Chariot features Miss Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball because it is a victorious card. Like, you know, in studying the archetypes of the tarot, the Chariot is seven and the seventh major arcana card, and it rules the sevens, which really are cards of kind of aggressive, hard-won victory. So rushing in with this, you know, it kind of has that Cancer cardinal sign vibe of it's kind of coming in quickly, and it can be based on emotions. So take that into consideration when making any decisions this month. But you know, on the flip side, like I said, it is a victorious card. So July is likely to bring in a victory that you've probably been working hard for behind the scenes, and it's going to feel like a well-deserved victory when you connect with that. All right, for the second card of the month, we go back to what we pulled on the first of the year for 2019, and we got the Three of Cups for July. I'm so happy about this. It's a great summer vibe too, you know? I love this card. In the Smith Rider Waite, this shows these three chicks, and they're dancing around a circle of pumpkins and fruit, and they're like cheersing their three cups up in the air. So they're having what looks like a celebration after some sort of a harvest, which, you know, so this is depicting like connection, celebration, fun, and also abundance because of the harvest that they're kind of dancing around. Astrologically, the Three of Cups represents the energy of Mercury, which is the planet of the mind and communication in Cancer, and which is, you know, the month that we're in, the water sign ruled by the moon and known for being imaginative, emotional, sensitive. And this combo creates a really delicious flow of abundance worth celebrating because it's kind of that like Mercury coming in, communicating this, and the Cancer just being in that imaginative, like, lovely water Cancer energy to fully enjoy and celebrate this abundance. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, this is TLC because those crazy, sexy, cool bitches know how to celebrate. So this month, you know, expect a reason to really kind of enjoy and meet up with your core peeps and have some fun as a result of something positive that came in. And I think this is, I've been so excited when, and this is, you know, this is the way tarot works, but when the two cards for the month really align and are working as a powerful team. And I love this combo because we have so much Cancer energy in both. And it feels like whatever the Chariot energy might suddenly be bringing in is something that that leaves us, even if it's aggressive and it's like, ooh, that was like a hard won victory, or it felt like a lot of force behind it, Miley Wrecking Ball style. It does feel like it's leaving us with a lot of abundance and that we're going to want to celebrate this victory with our besties, very Three of Cups style. So basically, jump on your wrecking ball and do go chasing waterfalls this month. I feel like I got a little head start on that thanks to my fab Toronto weekend of fun. So I'm really excited to just dive into July and Cancer season even further. All right, so let's take a look at our card of the week. Let me get my deck out here. Six of Wands. All right, Lisa Vanderpump in the house. I love it. I love it. All right, so in OG Smith Rider Waite, Six of Wands shows this guy wearing a victory wreath on top of his head and riding a fancy white horse through kind of a crowd of cheering fans. And he's holding a giant wand with a wreath tied to the top of it, and he has five of those wands, like celebratory wands, in the background. Totaling six, obviously. And he seems pretty proud of what he's accomplished, and the crowd is really happy with him. You know, they're not like haters, like, you know, we see Seven of Swords, there's some haterade being thrown. In Six of Wands, it's like the crowd is right there with him, really celebrating these successes. Astrologically, the Six of Wands is ruled by Jupiter in Leo. And Jupiter is the planet of gifts, opportunity, and expansion, while Leo is known for its fiery presence, recognition, and fame. So this is a fab combo of basically guaranteed success this week. I freaking love this card. As I mentioned in Badass Bitches Tarot, this is in fact Lisa Vanderpump. Because Six of Wands is known as the fame card, you know how some cards have that fun little, like, you know, Nine of Cups is the wish card, Six of Wands is the fame card. And on a surface level, this could be any number of celebrities for that reason. But one of the key elements to this card is that your fans are with you for the ride. And I have to say, I'm not a fan of the energy of the Real Housewives franchise as a whole. But there is something so charismatic and so enjoyable about Lisa Vanderpump's authenticity and just inability to be anybody but herself. And I mean, she and her fab Pomeranian Jiggy were in a Lady Gaga video, so that's just some next level fabulosity right there. Love her, love Six of Wands. So basically, this week brings in a badass opportunity for you to really kind of allow some recognition and success in, whether that's a raise at work, a new client, or opportunity to expand what you have been working on previously. But remember, wands move quickly, so trust your intuition and move forward accordingly. Also be good to those who made this opportunity possible, as this is it's a harmonious balance card because it's you know, six, which is ruled by the Lovers in Major Arcana, and sixes really are about that, finding that balance. So to me, Six of Wands is as much about gratitude and giving back as it is about the actual fame and recognition that's coming in. Personally, I am so, so grateful for all of my listeners. Thank you guys who listen to this podcast and all of my social media followers. It's really why I do a lot of giveaways, and I started doing my free reading Instagram lives on Sundays. And I did that as a way to just give back and say thank you, because I so deeply appreciate every single one of you who is a part of my work. And this week, Six of Wands is a kick-ass opportunity for you to really like give back as you kind of receive. So as this, you know, this new venture, this new like level of fame or recognition comes your way, it's a great time to give gratitude to the people that have been a part of that process. Six of Wands really lasts longer, I want to say, with thanks, because, you know, wands do move quickly, they're fiery, but they're kind of fueled by gratitude. Think of how Tinkerbell needs applause and compliments to stay alive in Peter Pan. I think of that with Six of Wands. Like, the more that you're like, thank you to your peeps for, because, you know, you can't really do it without the love and support. That's just cosmic consciousness, right? Like, where none of us are really, really solo. So I think that, like, that's what I love about Six of Wands, is like, to continue to ride that wave, it's really about giving back. So I'm happy that's our card for the week. I feel like last month we had some challenging weekly cards, which I definitely saw out in my own personal life. So I am so happy to be in Six of Wands, Lisa VDP energy for this upcoming first week of July. I hope you guys are too. Anyway, it is now time for my favorite segment, which we haven't done in a couple episodes, but we had some amazing write-ins this week. So Rena from Sydney, ooh, yay, Australia, writes, hey, Cardsy, I recently moved to my own place. I had a roommate for the past 3 years, and I was so excited that I went full-on love witch style and decorated my new flat, especially the bedroom, like a sexy witchy lair. I've recently started dating someone new, and I'm a bit nervous to invite him over, which will be a big coming out of the spiritual / broom closet, so to speak. Any advice? Oh my gosh, Rena. Number one, please send photos. I will post them because this sounds freaking amazing. Number two, I love, love, love the Love Witch reference. I'm obsessed with Samantha Robinson's character. I love that film. So thank you. And number three, I hear you. Before I gave up on app dating completely, I realized I was totally downplaying my own like tarot witchy side and only really advertising my fashion executive side. But both are definitely me. And I think if your new gentleman friend is a good fit, he's gonna be totally into the vibe of your place because it's a beautiful extension of who you are. And if not for any reason, which I highly doubt, better to know now, right? Better to know as soon as possible and make space for someone who's worthy of your magical, sexy, witchy lair. So yes, definitely have him over for dinner and or potions and see how it goes. I'm so excited for you. Thank you for sharing that. And I would love to give you a free reading as a little thank you for sharing your coming out of the spiritual closet, so you can DM me to get the details for the reading. I totally love that Rena not only referenced one of my fave cult classics, The Love Witch, but also actually decorated her whole apartment in that vein. That is like my dream home. So before we head out, let's do a quick recap. We're moving into that Cancer energy of the Chariot, and this often comes in hard and fast, like Miley on a wrecking ball. If decisions are in your hand this month, the Chariot reminds us not to proceed on emotions alone. But the Chariot is a victorious card, and that often brings in something we desire. Our other card of the month, Three of Cups, indicates we'll be celebrating a new source of abundance with our core peeps in July. And this week brings us the Six of Wands, aka the Fame card, starring Lisa Vanderpump in Badass Bitches Tarot, which brings in a golden opportunity for recognition and success, but also reminds us to really give thanks and kind of give back to the people that helped us get where we are. Additional announcements really quick. All right, so Instagram Live. I am still in the T-Dot, Toronto, and will be Insta-living with my besties tonight at 8 p.m. EST, where you can tune in for an overview of the upcoming cards of the week and a chance to get to ask your own questions for a free live mini reading. You can also send questions through in advance still today if you want to make sure that your question gets heard, or if for any reason you can't watch the live, I will still do your reading, and you can watch it 24 hours after the fact. Also, I'm so excited to announce that I just officially launched my first ever retreat last week on the summer solstice. It's called City Witches Ritual, and for those of you who want to practice your magic in style, this October 27th Hampton's Luxury Retreat is definitely for you. The retreat includes luxury accommodations in East Hampton, morning yoga, breath work, Reiki sessions, tarot readings, cacao ceremonies, magical AF gift bags, delicious plant-based meals for an incredibly affordable price. And there's so much more I'm probably not even adding in, but you can check it out on the website. Think Goop and Canyon Ranch vibes, but for the same price as retreats that are normally held in bunk beds and tents in the woods. It's a fabulous deal, and just you'll be pampered, and it's a great, great way to meet and connect with some other amazing badass witches. And if you book before August, you can get $100 off with code CityWitchVIP. Hurry up, because we've already booked a couple slots and we just launched it a week ago. So you can go to @cardsyb on Instagram and badassbitchestarot.com for more info on City Witches Ritual. Thank you again so much. Thank you, Toronto, for the best weekend ever, for all of you who came out to readings in Toronto. And just thank all of you guys for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.